All right, everybody. So we're going to go over today's midday market recap, break down the trades from this morning, finishing the day up $4,927.04. Not bad. It is not bad at all for the third day of the month. And, you know, it's a good bounce back from being red yesterday. It's always nice when you can bounce back on the quick side. You know, sometimes, and in a lot of ways, I'm still bouncing back from a couple of red days in November, and it is going to take some time to work my way back up over $300,000 of profit this year. I'm still about, I'm right now sitting at like 287. So, you know, I'm like $12,000, $13,000 off that level, but I will get there, and it'll definitely feel good when I break over that big line in the sand. But in the meantime, today really was just all about staying focused and looking for good opportunities. And it was kind of a funny day because I didn't see a lot that looked really good on the watch list this morning. Today was another one of those days where the watch list was just kind of like so-so. Now, if I show you guys the watch list here, I can go back and run this scan using historical time. So I'll run it for 9:15 a.m. this morning. And you'll be able to see exactly what I saw this morning in terms of gappers. So we had RNVC, $34 stock. Don't care about that. We had MBRX, $2 stock, 14 million share float, which is interesting enough, but this is one that I didn't really want to trade because I hadn't made very good money on it this year. I've traded a couple other times and I thought it was weak. So, you know, it's not surprising that the bell rang and it just pretty much sold off. So no follow through on that. CHEK around a dollar, a little too cheap. Next one down, COLL, $20 stock, no interest. Next one down, DGLY, 5 million share float, not bad, but it's a 5-cent tick stock, which means it trades in 5-cent increments. So no interest on that one. Next one down, CUR. You can see that I did trade this one. It had a nice pre-market chart here. It did sell off a little bit before the bell. So as soon as the bell rang, it was looking kind of weak. I, in fact, only made $113 on it. You can see a few trades here. It made a good move. I just didn't really think a lot of it because it was kind of sluggish. It wasn't moving very quickly. In total, over now 30 million shares of volume, which is pretty crazy. 32 million shares. So very thickly traded stock. Some opportunities here. Probably the best one was the first 5-minute pullback right here at 175. That was really nice. And it broke out very well. From 175 all the way up to 239. That was awesome. And then a little pullback here and a pop back up. But for me, the one that really made the day was PXS. Small winner on GLBS, a small winner on DPW, a small winner on CUR. In fact, today I've taken, 9 trades. Nine trades and I've had 8 winners, which is awesome. My biggest loss was a $30 loss today. That was a real turnaround from the accuracy yesterday. Yesterday, my accuracy was like, 46%, which I hate when I have days that are that poor of accuracy because I really should have just walked away a lot sooner and just stopped trading. I overtraded yesterday. But anyways, today made it back and then some. So PXS, that was the big winner. So let's look at that trade. PXS, obviously yesterday, huge range from $6 to $12. I managed to lose $1,200 on it, which is annoying. This morning, market opens and it sells off, as you can see here. So I kind of thought, well, I don't know, maybe the fun is over. You know, maybe it's just kind of done. But then all of a sudden it squeezes up, breaks over $6, and it's halted at $6.11. All right, so it's halted at 611, and I'm thinking, you know, when this thing resumes, maybe we'll get a squeeze similar to what we had yesterday around the same time. right? It sort of sold off, popped up, and then boom, from $6 to $12. I didn't think it would go all the way back to 12, but I thought we might get a squeeze. So it's halted at 611, and it resumes trading at a low of 662. And I already had my order ready to buy it at $7, but the market opens, it resumes. I'm long at 670. Boom, boom, I jump right in. Immediately, this is insane. This is how volatile this stock was. 2 seconds later, it's up at 735 and I'm up $2,500. And I was like, okay, time to sell some. Lighten up, sold some at 35, added back at 35. I mean, you can see how fast this all happens. Added back at 35, sold some at 68, 73, 91, and sold the rest as it came back down. So in a period of 46 seconds, about 46 seconds, I made a solid $4,000. And you can see this big candle here squeezing all the way up to 792. This shows you, I mean, this right here was an opportunity, hands down. I mean, really, you know, it's just an obvious opportunity. It's a big move. The question is, are you able to capitalize on this opportunity? Because they happen sometimes so quickly. And this is not any different than what happened yesterday on the move from 6 to 12. These first legs of the move happened very, very fast. And so, obviously, the way I get into these so quickly is I use hotkeys. So my hotkey is to buy with shift one on the ask or to sell on the ask. And that's really what I was doing. Jumping in on the ask, selling on the ask, bailing on the bid if I had to. But on PXS, I was able to sell on the ask. Selling at 791, 1 penny below high of day today. That's not bad at all. That was really solid. So and you can see on this candle, we had 500,000 shares of volume. So, you know, I jumped in with 5,000 shares, sold, added back 2,500, sold, and then stopped out of the rest. And, you know, it was just a really solid, quick opportunity to make $4,000. And I wasn't even that aggressive on my share size. I only took 5,000 shares. Last month, I was trading with 10,000, 15,000 shares. So I'm not even being super aggressive on size, which was partly because I knew buying this at 670 was risky, because it could come back down to 6. And I didn't want to have that happen with 10,000 shares. So it's fine that I was more conservative, but it's awesome that while being conservative, I was able to make almost $1 per share. You know, with 5,000 shares, making $5,000 is $1 per share. So that's a really very solid move. I think right around 12% or so. So, you know, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom. Opportunity pops up, I jump in, I'm up $4,000. If I'd stepped away from my computer for 10 minutes and missed it, this is what my day would look like. It would be, you know, $500 of profit, and I wouldn't have that big winner. And that's kind of the funny thing with trading, is that these opportunities, you know, sometimes all of a sudden we see this opportunity, and if you're not able to capitalize on it, you know, you miss. And that might have been your only opportunity for the day. So, you know, seems like daddy's back. This was a great day. Finished the morning up $5,000, and I'm happy with that. So yesterday was frustrating, no doubt about it. You know, down $3,500. It's not how I want to, start the month or start the week. But today I was able to bounce right back. And I didn't bounce right back trying to be aggressive, trying to swing for the fences. It was just looking for one good opportunity, one good trade, and today I had it. And you know, it's been a tough month. Not so far, so we're only 3 days in, but it's been so far a pretty tough month. It just hasn't felt easy. It hasn't felt like the momentum is as predictable as it was last month. And I'll show you guys where everyone is on the December challenge, and you'll be able to see, in contrast to our November challenge. November got off to a little bit of a slow start, and then it really picked up mid-month. And that's kind of what we're seeing here on the December challenge. So far, we're off to a bit of a slow start. And you can see, you know, some of the traders on here have taken some good size losses. And I certainly was one of them yesterday. So where we're at here today, you can see my P&L. Mike took a loss today on Alibaba. That one, he'll probably go over for you guys in the room, but that was this morning. Jeff hasn't updated his swing trades that he's holding. Roberto, no trades. He's in Scotland today. John, I mean, he was our MVP last month. Only one red day, and it was a $700 loser, whereas his best days were like well over $10,000. I think he finished the month in the $50,000, $60,000 range. But these first couple days have been a little bit tricky for him as well. Sam, I'm not sure where he's at today. Shauna, she had a tough trade on PXS yesterday, which I totally get it. It was not an easy one. Josh, waiting on the updates. Tyler, green so far, which is good. Simon, a good size loss yesterday on PXS. This is one that I think got a lot of us. You know, and I think a lot of traders struggled with it. It was not easy. Some of the traders who are newer to the challenge here have actually been doing pretty well. Raj, Jamie, David, Nate, these guys going for consistency, not swinging for the fences as much, and looking really good. A couple others here waiting on updates. So, you know, you can see out of the 21 or so traders that are part of this challenge, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About half of us are green and the other half are red. So it's obviously a little bit of a tricky start to the month, especially considering the month of November. We all started, a little slow, but at least in the green. So, you know, hopefully we're able to see some better momentum, a little bit better follow through as we get further into the month. I'm obviously hoping that I'm able to get myself back over 300 grand, which means I need to finish this month with about $15,000 of profit. So, you know, I've got a little ways to go. I'm only up like, whatever, $1,900 on the month. I've got some work to do, but we've got, you know, 3.5 good weeks ahead of us. And even if you're in the red right now, you know, you started the month with a loss or whatever, you can get yourself out of the hole. I'm still in the hole from, you know, a $15,000, $20,000 loss at the end of November. Fortunately, I still finished the month up $88,000 or whatever it was, $81,000. Great month, but I had a little bit of a setback. So now I'm focusing on, you know, building it back up one step at a time. Yesterday was a little step back, but now kind of, you know, back on the wagon, getting focused, and hopefully we see consistency here through the rest of the week. I'm not sure why we've got a space here. I'll probably delete that. Let's see, Steve's on that line. All right, I'm just gonna delete this line item. Delete row. All right, there we go, that looks better. Okay, so anyways, that's where we're at here for today for the $250,000 challenge. We've got some work ahead of us. We've all gotta get ourselves focused and hopefully not get chopped up too much this month. But remember, you know, we're all in this for the long haul. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, if we come up short on any week, any day, any month, whatever, you know, that's okay. The big thing is that we never want to put ourselves in a position where in one day, you know, we could lose half our account. I mean, even for me, my biggest drawdown, I think so far this year is 8%. So I'm okay with that, but some traders might think that's too much, but you know, for me, I'm comfortable with that. It really comes down to the strategy that you have and remembering to, you know, respect your max loss. And I know it's easy to be a deer in the headlights, and that's kind of the thing that I struggle with. When I jump into a trade, I'm getting too aggressive, and then instantly I'm down like 50 cents per share, and it's like, oh my God, what have I done? Not again. And then I'm just watching it as it goes to 60, 70, 80 cents a share, 90 cents a share. And then I'm down a full dollar a share. And it's like, all right, I give up. It is what it is. Taking the loss and I bail out. But, you know, for me, that's how it usually happens. I get into a trade. I just kind of let my excitement get the best of me. I jump in way too high and then boom, I have a big pullback. That's what my big losses usually look like. This this month I'm hoping to be better about that, but of course yesterday it happened on PXS. I jumped in it way too high at like 1188, and even though I was up $3,000 on the trade, I ended up giving back $3,600 on that drop. Boom, lost 60 cents per share. That was frustrating. But, you know, today I came back in, not trying to make back what I lost yesterday, just trying to finish the day green, and ended up having a good opportunity. So that's definitely nice. And yeah, so hopefully we see good opportunities again through the rest of the week, and we're able to finish this week in kind of better shape than we started it. Okay, so that's it for me today. Mike is going to do the mentor session today at 3 p.m. for Warrior Pro students. I'm going to do the mentor session tomorrow at 3 p.m. And in any case, I'll of course be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. pre-market analysis. All right, everybody. So hope you guys have a great afternoon. And if you didn't feel like you traded as well as you could have, whatever, get out of the office, take a little bit of break, and then come back, look at your trades, review it. What could you have done better? And what are you going to do tomorrow to be a little bit of a better trader? All right. So I'll see you all back here first thing tomorrow morning. All right. Bye, guys.
Let's be honest. If you made it this far, you must have really enjoyed that video. So what's stopping you? Subscribe right here and get email alerts anytime I upload new content. Until then, happy surfing!